ministered a week or so ago on it, but I don't really know how it's going to go. But I just know it's what the Lord's speaking. The Bible says in Proverbs, it says the hand of the diligent will bear a root. Now, as I set out on my journey with the Lord and knew that I was called to minister the gospel, we're all called to minister the gospel. Whether you're a pulpit or in the fivefold or what, we're all called to be ministered, be ministering of the Lord Jesus, the gospel, hallelujah. We've all got a call. Everybody's got a call. But I set out, you know, and I thought, okay, Lord, just like Moses was a leader, just like Jesus come in and we're under Jesus, you know, and Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were sick. He brought healing to the people. And I thought that's what we're called to do. We're called to believe this Bible. We're called to read it, believe it, receive it, act on it, and demonstrate it. We're all called to read it, to receive it, to demonstrate it, act on it, demonstrate it. And I started running into a lot of different things that were contrary, and you will out here. You will run into it out here with your friends, with your neighbors, with your brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we're not to be conflict people. We're not to cause conflict, but we're not to, if it's not in line with the Bible. Let me give you an example. Now, my sister, they diagnosed her with cancer, gave her 4 months to live. They took her to the doctor and blah, 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 you know, went on. And so I go over there to her and sat down there with her. And I said, now we have the report. I said, the doctors have done the scans. They, based on their experience, based on all their studies and all of that, we have the evidence that 4 months. I said, but I believe that God's word worked. I believe that God word is work. It's been in you for 40 something years. I said, based on the word of God. Well, one of the things that she said, and she loves the Lord. She said, well, you know, God's allowing this, you know, for a reason. Everything's for a reason. And I do agree that everything happens for a reason. But I do not believe that God, I said, how can you believe God to let you live when you believe that he's allowing it? I said, how? I said, that's not possible. I said, there is no way if you believe God is doing it, allowing it, doing it, whichever way is same conscious thinking. If you believe he's allowing it, then it's going to be hard for you to believe to be healed of it. I said, all good things come. Now, why I'm telling you this is that if we're going to have the anointing and we're going to release the power, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Mark 16:17 says these signs will follow Faithway Christian Center believers. They'll lay hands on cancerous people. They'll lay hands. And she's 70-something years old. Somebody asked me, hi, Dad, how old? Well, one somebody walked up and said, that's bad. They said they took her back to the doctor and they gave her 1 month. And so I went over there. Well, I couldn't find that report was true. I dug around. That report didn't, but you know, even if it had been, it didn't move me, Johnny, 1 second. I thought, I've done went laid hands on Mama and brought her out of a coma. I done went and laid hands on Miss What's-Her-Name across the street that they wanted to unplug, done planned her funeral, picked out her dresses. But God, when God says to do something, I mean, you stand on the word of God and God will give you boldness right in the middle of the mess and fear and all of that. You're able to go in and you're able, see, we got to be diligently standing on the word. Just because the church preaches, you never know what God will do, don't mean you believe it. Had somebody tell me one time, God sent me to the house. I'm going down the road. The Lord said, I want you to go to their house. And I thought, oh man, her husband's not there. I'm not going over there. You know, for husband, I'm going to drive by there. If this is the Lord, I'm going to drive by there, you know, and if he's not there, I'm not stopping. Well, you know what? Middle of the day, he just happened to be there. Yeah. And I walk in there, praise God, and I'm sitting there, and the Lord told me to tell them that they didn't have to lose anything. I didn't know what was going on. So I go in there, you know, and I say, you know, I said, the Lord spoke to me and told me to come over here and said to tell you, you don't have to lose anything. They're like, well, there's no way out for us. There's just no way out. And begin to tell me all the bills that they had, all the stuff that had piled on them. And then one of them said, well, you know, God give it, God take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I said, that was Job. I said, you can't find that in the New Testament. I can't find where Jesus said in John 10:10, I give it, but I might take it away. I said, no, you're believing a lie. I said, that lie's got you bound to defeat, got you bound to failure. You're going to lose it all. You're going to lose it all because you're quitting. Well, got to stick to the word. They were sticking to the word. See, you got to make sure that what you're hearing in your ear out of some church people, sinners know better. Sinners are like, nah, man, that Bible, God will strike you if you swear on that Bible. I mean, they make it this kind of sacred, you know. Well, you know, I ministered to my sister a little bit, and then I told her, I said, you know what? I mean, what it reminded me of, I'm in the same spot with my sister as I was with my mama. I went and ministered to my mama, and I got her in believing in line with the Word of God to where it come up in her to where she knew she could make a choice. And I told my sister, I said, let me tell you something. I said, I went and I ministered to your mama and my mama. She was in a coma, and she knows all this, but I started bringing it up to her. How does faith come to people? By hearing, and hearing by the word, right? I could have went over there, God, they just give you a month or three, baby. I'm going to miss you. We'll see you in heaven. Wouldn't that be dumb? That'd be dumb, wouldn't it? Especially me knowing the word. Especially me knowing he is the resurrection. He is the life. Especially me knowing great things that Jesus did, but greater things that we'll do because Monty taught us we have the Holy Spirit. Men's meeting yesterday was awesome. Really anointed about the Holy Spirit and what he does. And how he leads us into the will of God. He led me right over her to tell her, you live and not die. I went in places, people like that, they're like, boy, that's that Brother Scotty. He just brings in and gives false hope to everybody. Shit, no, man. I got her hand. I said, we fix it. I said, we done rebuke this thing, and we just go command it to keep backing up till it backs out and has to move out and leave. And I'm praying for her. She couldn't hardly breathe, and her breathing got better. She looked up at me, and I said, oh, you feel it, don't you? Yeah, I feel it. Oh, she goes praying in tongues. She went, whoo! And I said, I know it. He's here. I can feel it, Johnny. He's living on the inside of me and you. And I looked at her and I said, I'm standing with you. I said, I don't know who all else is. I said, but I'm in faith, standing, believing God. I said, sickness and disease didn't take your mama out of here, and it don't have to take you out of here. I said, this is an alien in your body. I said, and we're driving it out in Jesus' name. She went, whoo, yeah, amen. I said, yeah. I said, now you get you some Keith Moore on your phone. I said, you get it on. You start listening to some preaching day in, day out. Get it in there. Get that word. I said, when you go to sleep, be listening to it. I said, your body might be sleeping, but your spirit is awake. Never slumber. Never sleep. I said, it'll build your inner man up. I said, the Bible, I said, and it'll sustain you through this until we drive it out. I ain't going to play with that cancer with my sister, and I'm not afraid of it. It didn't want me to come over there. Satan don't want me over there. He don't want me getting under the anointing, get men's meat, and then go out here, feel with the Holy Ghost, man. Glory to God, let's go. I thought I did, might need somebody to go with me, and he said, I am with you. I just taught you. He told me, didn't he? But, you know, I was thinking, man, we're going in agreement, you know. But you know what I figured out? Everybody ain't got faith. Everybody walk in over there and look at what it looks like and look at the situation, and they get hopeless themselves. You don't need that with you. They come down there. See, what being diligent on the word does, it not only benefits you, but it'll benefit the ministry the Lord's got you. It'll benefit your marriage. It'll benefit your finances. I'm never going to be broke again another day in my life. And I've had people to say, well, what if something unexpected comes up? And I say, well, there's nothing catches God off guard. I told somebody one time, I said, that's fear you're trying to get me to yield to. You're trying to get me to think about what not happened in the future and create a picture of me losing it all in the future. That's fear. See, God has not given you a spirit of fear. 1 Timothy 1:7, I believe it is, he says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Power. Power. Somebody say power. Woo! The Bible says, to those that receive him, to them gave he power. Dynamite. We don't have words for that kind of power. It's the God kind of, to become the sons of God. And we're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. See, but you know what? I set out, you know, God told me when I did the internet thing, he said, you know, you can't preach on tithe. You can't teach that to the church, that Malachi 3 stuff. I said, really? He said, that's under the law. I said, that was 430 years before the law was written. He didn't even know what he's saying. I asked him, I said, who told you that? He didn't have an answer, Johnny. He don't know where he got it. It's under the law. The church preaches it. You go out there to sinners, you know, God's got laws. Laws? He really got laws? They don't even know. So this doctrine has to come through the church by people that ain't studying things out and don't understand. And they reason just like that sister was reasoning it out why that God wasn't coming through for them. It wasn't God not coming through. They were believing this was God against them. How can God come through? They went on, lost it all. Lost it all. Lost their house. Lost it all. Let it go is what they done. God sent me in there. Well, I'm the last thing they wanted to hear. God, you don't know. Oh, fat cat Scotty got all that money over. They just didn't know I was probably broke myself. See, being diligent to believe that word, not based on your body, not based on your circumstances, your finances, everybody dying, everybody's died. A lot of people died with COVID, so, you know, we gotta respect that COVID. I respect it, okay. I kick it out. I don't give it a voice. I don't fear it. Not going to fear it. I was telling people to come to church on Facebook, and somebody got on to me, really. And I put on there, I said, come on to church. I said, we have masks and sanitizer, you know, if you want them. You know, I said, but most of all, we have the word of God in Psalms 91 that says no plague will come to our dwelling. Only with our eyes will we see the reward of the wicked. Well, that got a bunch of church people upset with me. Who does he think he is? Calling them in over there, going to get them all killed. Spreading the COVID. Now, I was a COVID spreader now. But you know what? We sang that song all of our life in church. I shall not be moved. The word trumps it. And I go to God and I say, God, they think I'm a killer now. He said, well, that ain't nothing new. Some of them believe he's a killer. Just like the boy riding with me right now, I'm going to get him in this church. He believes he's an atheist. He believes God's a bad God. You know, what kind of God, you know, killing people in the Old Testament and all that, you know. And I'm just waiting on the Holy Spirit, you know. And I told Teresa, I said, this boy will know the truth. He will know it. He will know that God's a good God. He will. I will get it across to him. He don't understand. And we was on the job the other day, and I was talking to Travis. I jumped up, and I said, and just like I called his name, him over there that don't understand nothing about God down them lines. And I thought, oh, easy, easy. I said, he's all messed up about it. Well, I don't care. Don't call my God a bad God. He's not a bad God. Why? I've been diligent to stay in that word and stay away from all of that junk when I hear it that is contrary from the word of God. And then you have sound doctrine in your heart. And it, the truth, Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Continue in my word. So shall you be my disciples. Then you'll know the truth and the truth of me. I'm free. I'm a free man. I'm free from sickness and disease. I thought you said your sinuses. Shut up. I consider myself free whether you do or not. You need to consider yourself free whether anybody does or not. Consider yourself healed. Consider yourself, and then go about acting like that, acting on it. You know, voicing it out of your mouth, praise God. I mean, I'm hearing it right now. Oh, the economy's going to have to break. Something got to give. Something going to have to happen. And I'm like, good. I told one, I said, good. I said, let it fall. Let it crush. Let it crumble. I said, I'm in better shape right now than I've ever been. I've been following the Lord. Let it go. I said, I've not been dependent on this on the economy all of these years. I said, I've fought and learned how to trust God to a certain degree, bless God. I said, I will make it because Jesus is my Lord. And his word don't change. You ever noticed you read Psalms 23 back under 1998? Then you turn over in 2022 and the same thing. It says the same thing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. One translation says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. That's mine. I can quote it. I quote it over myself. I thought, Lord, I used to quote that, believing in my heart that it would come to pass. Now I quote that because it's come to pass. See, that Bible says the hand of the diligent will bear rule. See, you can't go, I was thinking about this, I was thinking about my job. I was thinking about this guy, he told me, he said, well, you know, he said, I wouldn't let you have, but you'll have competition over here. And I learned this before I came into my own business. As a young man in the Lord, I drove a truck. It was a company-owned truck. But the way we felt about that before I got saved, this is my truck. This is my position. And I ought to get the position of the one that's been here longer because I've been here and I deserve it. Well, one day my boss calls me up and he says, I'm gonna let so-and-so drive that truck and you drive this truck. And I told him, I said, that's my truck. And he said, no, that's not your truck. That's my truck. And used to, Matt, I would just say, well, just come on down here to Birmingham and get your truck. And I hitchhike back to Blount County and leave his truck in Birmingham or somewhere. I did it. That was stupid, wasn't it? You do some dumb stuff without the Lord. I should have just drove the truck down here and parked in Oneonta and left, you know, but I was so mad I left it in Birmingham, hitchhiked down here to Oneonta, and I thought, I'll leave a truck down there. But God, y'all go get it. take this job and shove it. I'm not working here no more. I believe that song. He asked me when I went back to work over there, why did you leave my truck down there? I said, I wanted to show you that you ain't going to tell me what to do, man. Just ask me, be nice, give me a raise to do it. You know, do something like that, man, but don't tell me, get your truck back to town. I said, you'll go get your truck. I said, that's why I did it. After I got saved, I apologized to him. Man, I'm sorry for doing that to you. But you know what? Then I began to realize that God, that promotion comes from the Lord. That Bible began to teach me that God was my source. Promotion don't come from man. Promotion comes from the Lord. And so I started, the next time when he did that, I said, I'm sorry, that's your truck. I said, I'll drive the worst truck you got. Put me in it. Be in me, and I'll just do what you tell me to do, bless God. And I started doing that, and I was telling the Lord, I'm doing my work as unto you, Lord, and promotion comes from you. You will raise me up, Lord. And I would go to church, and I would sow seeds, praise God, and say, Lord, you're the one that takes care of, you secure my future, not my job. You're the one that gives me security, promotion. And you know what? They raised me up. He raised me up without me even asking for a raise, put me in positions that he couldn't raise me up no further without giving me money above what my brothers and brother-in-laws had been there all of their life. I done caught them in a year by putting God as my source. See, and I began to learn back then, I'm like, man, Jesus is really real here, you know, and then, just like somebody called me here a while back, and they said, hey, you ain't got a truck you want to get rid of or nothing, do you? They don't even like me, Mac. And I'm like, nah. He said, well, you know, I mean, things just seems to fall in your hand. Now, you never know. I just thought I'd call you. No, it ain't things falls in my hand. I'm blessed going in. Blessed. The Bible says that all people will look and know that we are blessed, that God is our God. No, they know that I serve the Lord. And when everything's going fine in their life, they don't want nothing to do with God. But you let their truck blow up and all that, they turn to the ones that knows God. Could you pray for me? Could you pray? They've called me before. Could you marry us? I'm like, I'll be like, who's your pastor? Well, we don't have one. I said, whose fault's that? No, I'm not marrying you. You don't go to my church.
Well, you got to go to your church? For to marry, you're a preacher.
Where in the Bible does it tell me I'm bound to y'all heathens? Black God, you wouldn't have no problem getting married if you're sitting down saved in a church somewhere and been going to the house of God, and then you know your pastor and all them, and just they'll hook you up. They thrilled to do your wedding. So I told Teresa, I said, unless God makes me, I'm cutting off marrying people outside the church. Then, Mac, I was known. I mean, people call me all the time, man. We want to do it on Sunday. I can't do it on Sunday. Well, that's the only day we can have it done, Mr. Weston. And I'm like, well, you know, you're just going to have to go to some other church. We have church on Sunday. We ain't calling it off for you. I quit my job to marry Teresa. I mean, if Jack had told me, you can't get married on Friday or whatever we got married, I didn't even want to have a wedding. Just get this thing over where we can get in our junk car here and leave. We getting out of here, man. We finally got our dream come true. We're getting married today. Hallelujah. We don't care about the cowbells and dragon tin, all that. Just leave us alone. Well, I still feel the same way when it comes to this Bible and Jesus. If you don't like the package, just leave it alone. But if you want the explosive power that's in this Bible, then you gotta take it, and you gotta meditate on it. You've gotta get it, let it be a part of you. You've gotta build your life around the Word of God as close as you can, hallelujah, in your thinking and all of that, praise God. I'm fired up about business in 2023, and I'm really wanting to quit. When this thing gets on the inside of you and this word gets on the inside of you, it's like giddy up and go, let's go, let's go, let's go. And you're like, come on, man, let's rest. No, let's go, let's go. Then you step out and you step into an anointing that normal people don't have. And he strengthens you. We go in the name of the Lord God Almighty. We go in his strength and his might and his power and his ability. We speak to those mountains like the Bible says. The Bible says in Mark 11:22, bad thing getting to get no scripture, I give you. And she's okay with that. The Bible says in Mark 11:22, it says, have the faith of God. Have faith in God. And then it says, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe, you receive it, and you'll have it. I desire my house paid off. I own it. Me and the bank don't own it anymore. I desired my tractor to have a nice tractor and paid off. And y'all know what hogwash I went through with it, but I wouldn't let down on my faith and God give me wisdom. My brothers told me the other day, he said, that Preston told me you fixed that tractor. I said, I really didn't. You didn't? He said you did. I said, God did it. I said, I couldn't figure it out. I said, when it cranked up, I quit, and I began to meditate and see if God would give me thoughts and tell me what to do through my meditation of him fixing. And then I started telling him, thank you, Lord, that tractor, Lord, thank you for my tractor. Hallelujah. See, your words have power and ability when they're released out of faith. The Bible says the mouth, out of the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart. Now, whatever's in abundance in the hearts, what you going to speak? If it's fear, I don't know what we're going to do. Oh, my sister is just pitiful. Well, I had company come over there and broke up the anointing. You know, I mean, I'm flowing. We're flowing. And about that time, Satan just has them the thought to come on by.
Hey, Mommy.
Hey. Oh, come on in. And then we go talking about a lot of different stuff other than what I was talking. Satan knew it. And I'm sitting there and I thought, I'll wear them out. I'll wear this bunch out. I'm here to stay until they go, man, because I come over here to do a thing. And I'm going to get a thing done, you know. And I didn't feel at liberty to put them out. Jesus did. He put them out, and I thought about putting them out, you know. And I thought, I got to be led before I put them out, you know, man, because, hey, this ain't my house, but my sister loves me, you know. And so you got to watch yourself, because the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. But I'm not 25 anymore. I'm 55, 56, nearly. And so I've got more wisdom than I had at 27. Although I was a fireball then. I'm looking for the devil. Where's he at? Somebody talk about the devil at their house, and I'm like, I'm coming over and anoint your house with oil, man. Come on, just let me know when I can come over. A preacher told me one time before Teresa got saved. And he's talking to him about the Lord, and he said he's a milk tester, you know, and I'm milking cows. And he says, well, man, let's go over to your house and let's pray. Let's pray. And I said, my wife's over there. I said, you go right ahead. She done been cussing me about God. You go over there and pray. I ain't going with you. Just go on over. That's what I told him, man. I said, I ain't going over to pray, man. You don't feel good about God right now. I said, but you're welcome to go on over and pray. He said, I better not, had I. I said, I don't know. We're both unpredictable, man. We've nearly killed each other, so I don't know, man. She shot under cars and stuff and through cars. I mean, you know, just go at your own risk. You never did go. But, you know, here we are all down here now. We've got authority over the devil. We've got authority. When we go in, things don't feel good at the house. We'll look at each other and you feel that? Yeah, I feel it. You feel it? Yep, I feel it. And we just go on about our business. The Bible says don't give the devil no place, right? Give no place to the devil. Well, if I believe I'm going to get sick and weak and older, then that's what's going to happen to me. If I believe the church is washed up and defeated, that's what I'm going to see. I'm looking through a filter of unbelief, praise God. The Bible says it does not appear yet what we, the church, shall be. But when he comes, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. A glorious church. He's not coming back after a broke, weak, don't know nothing about Jesus church. coming back after a church that's full of his word, full of his faith, full of his grace, full of his peace and joy and love. I put it on Facebook this morning. I said, do you want 2023 to be a better year than 2022? Are you tired of being, I put a bunch of stuff on there, you know. Do you want joy, peace? Do you want things to work better out for your good more this year? I said, then find you a good Bible-based church, get planted in it, and be there every service possible. You be under that anointing, under that corporate anointing. I said, then your year will be a better year than last year. And then I told them, in case they can't find one, Matt, I give them the address. We are here. And we do have God's anointing. And we have God's word. Are we perfect? No. Do we have it all figured out? No. But we know the one that is. And we know the one that has the plan. We know the one that will reveal more of the plan as we go. We know the one that has got us thus far. We know the one that has healed and set free and delivered and brought people out of poverty up into wealth and riches, hallelujah, that has brought them out of the gutter, out of that sandy pit, up into solid ground. I was thinking about Beth and Travis, and I was thinking about them. We was talking about how if they hadn't served the Lord, and knowing that how Travis, there ain't no telling where he might be dead or whatever if we hadn't served the Lord. But I told her, I said, but just like Beth and Travis, I said, they're blessed. I said, Beth's got a good life. Travis got a good life. It's all because of somebody has went before them and prayed and confessed the word. And people say, well, Scotty, you know, he just thinks all of that really happened. Travis could sow his own oats. I never let him have none. He got miserable in them oats real quick. I mean, he quits church because I pulled him down out of ministry. If your heart ain't in it, you don't belong on the stage. You don't belong with a microphone. If you're doing it for any other reason other than to glorify Jesus, you don't deserve that guitar playing or bass playing, you know. I pulled him down, and so I told Teresa, I said, well, he's probably going to quit church, but that's about all I said. Sure enough, he quit church, and I started confessing over him. Lord, I thank you that I've not lost not one. And Lord, my relationship with him will not go south. It will not in Jesus' name. I bind every prince of power. I begin to work on that. So you got to work on what you don't want to bear that kind of fruit in your life. You must work on it. And you know what? About the third service, he pulls up, I go out, and there he's sitting over there. I could see him out of the corner of my eye. I didn't look over there. I just kept on, you know. And he, hey, Dad. And I thought, got him. Yeah. Woo! Where's he at right now? He's a miserable little cat. So he's sitting there, you know, and he says, oh, Dad, I'll come back, you know. And I said, well, have you repented, son? Have you repented? Have you changed your heart? I said, well, get in here and let's get it done. But you know what? If I hadn't held my ground and got into unbelief and, he's just going to hell and hell. He's just Travis. He like Scott and Teresa was, you know, before they got saved. He's just he's an apple off the same tree. No, I would tell the Lord, no. You gave him to us, bless God. He's the promised child. You gave him to us. We've raised him in the admonition of the Lord. He's going to be a mighty man of God. I've never said he's a preacher. He'd probably be one if I prophesied it to him. Now, he may one day, you know, he may come up, and I don't know about all that, but I never put it in him, you know, that you're a preacher. I don't know that. Faith begins where the will of God is known. But you tell your kids they can be all that God wants them to be. Teach them to find the will of God. We're going to teach our grandkids, find the will of God. You find the will of God, then you can do all things through Christ. We're going to keep them right in the right manner. We don't tell them they can do anything they want to. There's no scripture in the Bible that says that. There's no scripture in the Bible. It tells me that I've been bought with a price. He paid a great price for me. He said, I know the plans that I have for you. He didn't say, pick out your plans and then come to me with them. This preacher come to me one time down on the streets, and he needed a Sunday school teacher. Exactly, one of my brothers. And I'd been taught just enough, you know, at my church, you know, biblically, that those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And I'd been taught, you know, whatever God's called you to be, find what God's called you to be, and don't try to do something that God ain't called you in, you know. If he's called you to be a pastor, don't try to evangelize. If he's called you to be a teacher, don't try to be a preacher, you know. Down those lines. Well, one of my brothers, he said, well, you know, I need you. Y'all will come to my church. I said, we will not come to your church. I said, we got a church. Well, they don't need y'all up there. I said, it's got nothing to do with that. I said, God is not telling me to pick up and lead that church. I said, it's not. I said, I can't go, and you should not expect people, you're a minister, to leave a place where that you know they know that God has got them to leave to where you've got a need. Just because you've got a need don't mean it, that I'm supposed to pick up and get out of the will of God. I said, whether they need me or not up there, man, I said, that's where God is planting me. I said, and the Bible says in Psalms 92:13, those that are planted in the house of God will flourish. I said, I'm not going to be uprooted right now. I'm not leaving the church right now. Well, we need you. I said, that's not my problem. Pray and believe God to send you somebody. I said, God needs me in obedience to him. Well, you know what? Ended up, he went on, got him somebody, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But later on back, the church went under. Where would I be? The church went down. Where would y'all be? It's important that we're obedient to the Holy Spirit. And when we're standing on the Word of God and we're diligent on the Word of God, I'm telling you, it'll build faith. Faith is the only way we can be obedient to Him. I mean, we're walking in faith and we know we're in the will of God. How many knows when you know you're in the will of God, faith is already there. I mean, it's there. The will of God is known to you. I mean, that's how come. I mean, I told Teresa back years and years ago, I never got saved. I said, you know what? I said, Satan tried his best to destroy us before we got saved. I said, he really did. I said, he did in our life what he's doing in people's lives, you know. Tried to get us to destroy one another, divorce, you know. I mean, all kinds of things, you know. I was all excited. I said, now we're in the plan of God. You know, now we can fulfill what God's called us to do, you know. And that's the same way with me and you. That's the same way with this church. He's called us out, called us here. I don't know why I told God there's 13 churches down here. Whenever I started this church, I went and counted them. I went to the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't understand, Lord. There is 13 churches. And I didn't want to leave my church. I mean, I had a bus ministry that I went on. We prayed for people, food ministry, jail ministry. Then I'd hooked up with the missions, and I'm going to the prisons and all kinds of stuff. And you know, I really wasn't really wanting to go, you know, but you know, I realized, you know, we got a mission. Not based on all the other churches. We got a mission. I don't know about all them. We gonna fulfill the plan God has. Well, you know, I had to take a step of faith knowing that it was God's will and starting out with $300, and here we are today. Everything paid off. We don't owe nobody nothing, praise God. We're all over the world preaching the gospel. You are. Rob, he just asked, he said, hey, how you get to that? What's that? I said, it's Faith Way Christian Center. I told him, I said, we're on Facebook too. Oh, I ain't got Facebook. You're lucky. Blessed. You know, we're on, you telling somebody the other day, I said, we're on YouTube. And they're like, wow, good. Good for you. I'm like, I don't expect everybody to jump out here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, that faith bunch down there. That's what they call us, you know, that faith bunch. that faith bunch, we get the victory, though. And then when things happen in their life and they really need somebody to pray, oh, better get that faith bunch. How do y'all do it? We know God. Well, I know the word says, but we can keep that one out of our church. We don't say the word says, but we understand your situation. We keep that butt out of here. We know that God can and God will. We know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above, greater than we think or ask, but we understand that we got to let faith work. We got to let His grace work. We got to let His ability work in us. See, the Bible says the hand of the diligent will bear rue. It was looking like 23 wasn't going to be too good because the housing market's down. Even the news is telling you. Yep, it's down 18%. Whatever it was the other day. And then I'm going in places. Is it getting slow? Your business getting slow? Getting a little slow? And I'm like, nah, we're whooping it pretty good. And so I'm like, well, got to get on it like I always have. So I started confessing. They calling me. Glory to God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, addeth no sorrow, Lord. I praise you and thank you for that. The phone Tri-Green called me. You know, that's John Deere. And they opening a big place up in Abbotville up there, and they called me. And I'm going to do their work, I'm sure. I'm going to give them a price. And I'm like, yeah, baby. Our gift will make room for us and take us before great men, not broke ones. The guy that told me he was going to call, he said that'll be work for a long time. Not for you and your son. He said they, you know, and I told Travis, I said, it's a good thing you didn't tell me he's going to make me rich. I didn't know he'd been lying right then. That's what Abraham, I believe it was Abraham or one of them, said, there ain't no man, I'm not taking that, there ain't no man going to say they made me rich but God. And I've took that all this time. There ain't nobody going to be able to say that anybody made Faithway Christian Center rich but God. They're not going to be saying it. God's did it. And God's still doing it. So I want to encourage you, be diligent. Be diligent to stand on that word, meditate on that word, do it. Do that word. Ask God to help you. A guy told me one time, how do you do the word? I said, well, I don't really know how to explain it, I said, but let me just tell you. I said, I was reading the Bible. I said, and I had it opened up to Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, one of the three. I said, and it said in red letters, and I knew just enough that that was Jesus speaking, and it said, love your enemies. And I said, now shut that Bible. I said, and I thought, I don't like that. I mean, I did. I stopped, and I said, I don't like. And every time I'd try to pray, Mac, that would come up to me, love your enemies. And I'd be like, Satan, I'm binding you right now in the name of Jesus. And leave me alone. I don't have to read that if I don't want to. You know? And every time I would try to pray, that would come up. And then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me. Now, I'm telling you how to be a doer now. This is the only way I know how to explain it. The Lord told me, He said, my word is not trying to destroy you. He said, my word, if you will embrace it, He said, will make you free. See, that's what James was talking about. Now, see, here I am. He said, love your enemies. Just that conscious thought of loving somebody that I can't stand, I shut that Bible. That's what people do with healing, finances, or you preach on marriage, stay together forever, don't ever get a divorce, and blah, blah, blah. And they go through an experience, and so they get all confused about it, you know. No, stick with the word, and you will not be confused. There's an answer for everything you will ever go through in that Bible. And it will bring clarity to you. My brother told me one time, I'm kind of just lonesome, and got a divorce. I just need to hang with some people that understand, you know. I said, what does that mean? Well, I mean, you know, people that's been through divorce, they understand what you're going through. I said, you're going to get messed up. I said, you better go to church. You better hook up with them people that ain't sad, Then Aint went through and tore up and busted up. I said, you better get with somebody that's thinking right. I said, because what you need on the inside is not somebody that understands you. I said, I don't hang around people that's broke trying to get finances to myself. Y'all doing okay? No, we're broke. God, we are too. I hope God comes through somehow. Good Lord, if he don't, it's going to be bad over there for me and Teresa, you know. I mean, everybody's going through it right now. You're going to hear all this stuff. You better get your notepad and put it on your refrigerator. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. God, your word is first place and final authority. I'm making quality decisions based on your word. Thank you, Lord, for my land I'm believing for. Write land on there. Lay your hand on it when you go through. If you want 10 acres, don't settle for 3. If he can get you 3 acres, he can get you 10. We lived on an acre and 6 tenths, and I told Teresa, I said, God, I'm going to believe God, and I'm going to believe him for a brick house. I'm going to believe him for land. I want land with my brick house, praise God. Well, you know what? Whenever God did that after 10 years of laying hands and believing and confessing, praise God, I've got 16 acres there, hallelujah, with a brick house. And he also had me a little shop on there already for my garage door business. You know, and I thought, glory to God. You know what? I could have settled for a lot less than what I got here. But I believed God and hung on. Now I tried to do some other stuff, and God would not let it go through. So when God's stopping things in your life, just don't enforce it. If you want to leave this church, God said, you're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be there. Don't enforce your will. I want to divorce Teresa at times, not near as much now as I used to be. I told her mama the other day, I said, I need your key. I'm going to your house. I've got to get your daughter off of me. She on you? I said, she's been on me ever since we got you that refrigerator for Christmas. I got to go hook the ice maker up. Then I said, so give me the key. I got to get her off of me. She said, but I didn't do nothing. Yes, you did. And it's okay. But I should have had it done. That's way too long, man. I mean, we're done 2-3 weeks into January. Doris said, well, I sure do light my refrigerator, but there ain't no ice in there. Sure would be nice if there's some ice in there. Christmas present just ain't finished until you get the water line. Praise God. So I want to encourage you. Don't let down on the word. Beat the word up in your life. Get it on. You believe in God for land, I'm being serious. Put it on the free. If you want promotion, if you want to be noticed, if you want promotion, don't start whining and complaining. Put it on your refrigerator and say, you are the God of promotion, God. I'm believing you for increase. My boss, I told the Lord, I said, I will never go to my boss again. Not another day, Lord. You're the one over me. And every time I would take an offering, a couple of dollars or five or whatever, I would take an offering, man, and I mean, I'm getting raises. He actually come to me one time. He said, Sugar, I'm going to raise you up. I said, well, I appreciate that, sir. I'd never called him sir. I appreciate that, sir. And Sugar, I just believe that I'm going to let you off on Saturday. I said, you are you? You're going to raise me up, and then you're going to let me off. I was making more money 5 days a week when I left there, 5 days a week, than I had ever made 6 days a week. I mean, I was making more money in 5 days than I'd ever made working 5.5 days a week there. Off on Saturdays, praise God. And you know what? I started to tell my brothers, and I thought, man, don't tell them. Don't tell them. I'll be like an iron skillet down here frying every time I come in. Who do you think you are? I thought, no, I'll tell them about Jesus again. He's the one did it, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you, and we thank you, Father. Lord, your word says the hand of the diligent will bear fruit.